Hello and welcome. Angaika and I are in the studio, just getting ready to go. We're broadcasting live today on Facebook, YouTube, and on the website. And I'm just grateful to be here today. And this is going to be, you're going to learn some new words today, aren't we, Angaika?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. Right, so we're now live on the web, which is good. That's the voice we heard in the background.
Ah, is that what it was?
Yeah, we're broadcasting to the website.
That's good. So we're all back to everything.
Yeah, which now the website's now got chat. So all good. Okay, so 10 seconds to go. And our first honored guest today is Corinda, who's saying, hey, both. Hello, Corinda. And we say hello to hello from Belgium, Stephen and Angelica, says Chris. And this just proves that we're live. I was a bit worried today, but now we're here. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. You look very well lit today.
Are you Yeah. Well, somebody gave me a light.
Somebody gave you a light. Was it a Logitech? Was it a Logitech Litra light?
Are we doing advertising now?
is it the one that Chris bought too? Hello. Anyway, hello, Chris. Hello.
I haven't got a clue what light it is. You put it up. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Anyway, welcome to ask. Let's make a start. Welcome to the show, and this is Ask Angelica. Ask Angelica, German language tuition, idioms and tongue twisters. Letter Q. That's the challenge in itself. Season 4, episode 17. Angelica, would you like to explain what today's broadcast is about?
Yes, it's actually quite fitting because today is the 1st of April and I thought, well, we don't want to do any April Fool's jokes or anything. But I think because we've worked our way through the alphabet and we did P last week's last lesson, last show, and we've got Q today, probably my favorite letter. Some really nice, well, just because there's some really nice Q words in German, and the tongue twister is fantastic.
Oh, I am so looking forward to the tongue twister. Okay, let's set up as we normally do, and we're good to go. And hello from Corinda, and April Fool's Day, I don't get April Fools. Good. Neither did we. We stayed quiet. Okay. Angelica went out in the garden. It's 4 degrees outside. Angelica went out in the garden, and I followed. And I'm trying to chop a tree down, and it's not going well at all. It's very hard wood. Right. Okay. So the way this works is that Angelica put together some phrases in German with a literal translation and then the English equivalent. What we're going to do is go through the phrases one at a time. I will read them in German. I've not seen them before. I will read them in German. Angelica will correct my pronunciation when I go wrong, and then we'll go on to try and translate them. Now, if you want to read the sentences along with me, please do. We can't hear you, so you're safe. Okay, so phrase one. Er hat Quecksilber im Hintern.
Er hat Quecksilber im Hintern.
Okay, and right, okay. So I wasn't too far off.
No, the pronunciation was good, but what does it mean?
Well, he has. Hintern is backside.
Yeah.
Okay, behind me, inter. And quicksilver is quicksilver.
No, it's mercury.
Otherwise known as quicksilver.
All right, okay. Right,
possibly.
I don't actually know. I mean, I have to say quicksilver or mercury is not in my day-to-day vocabulary.
Well, no, it's not a word I use every day either. Okay, so the literal translation, he has mercury in his backside. And the English equivalent is he has ants in his pants. In other words, he can't stop moving.
Yeah. Now, Quecksilber, Queck is actually a very old German word for lively. It's not used anymore. And Quecksilber comes from Latin, because it was lively silver. So when you just said it might be called that in English as well, it would make sense. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we can check afterwards.
Yeah. So lively silver. So yes. So when do we say he's got, I mean, ants in his pants rhymes nicely. That's why we're using it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So that's the German sentence. And then we have the literal translation. And then we have the actual translation. Okay, so on to phrase two. And there's obviously going to be a Q in it. Ah, views at the end. Wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual.
Yeah, that's a nice easy one, isn't it? Wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual.
Okay. Where?
No, it's not where. Who?
Who? Whoever has. Hang on. We've got John Upton's here. Hello, John. Greetings. Just buying a moment, John. Hello, John. Welcome to John from Solihull.
Just welcome. In time, isn't it? Hello, John.
Welcome to Chris from Belgium. Welcome to Corinda from London. Welcome all. And we're on phrase two. And phrase two is this one. Wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual. Okay. Whoever has the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not sure. Mr. John's coming in. John's got something he wants to say, and it should be with us in a second. A man with two hats. Yes. Okay. Well, we'll come back to that.
Later. I don't know. Okay.
Who has the choice? Corinda's Googling away again. Thank you,
so
Corinda.
So that's the beginning. Yeah.
Right. Whoever has the choice has the qual. I've never heard of qual before. Can qual. You tell me?
That's because you never have it. I'm a good person. Ordeal.
Hang on a minute. Let's just go for the literal translation. who has the choice has the ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a choice, you have no decision to make.
It's not like that meaning. The meaning is more like if you have the choice, you have to make the decision. So if you want to buy a cake and you're standing at the cake counter and you really can't decide which one because they all look so nice, then you have the ordeal of making that choice.
No, that's why we buy two different cakes, slice them in half.
That okay. Still only gives you to four slices, but right. In English we're just saying it's spoiled for choice.
Spoiled for choice. Okay. And over to who has the choice, said Corinda, and the man with two hats, John. I'm not sure on that one, but
unless that's the one who's got ants in his pants.
Okay, are you sure this is not a tongue twister?
No.
No, that's got to come, hasn't it? Die Quengelware.
Close. Quengelware.
Quengelware. Die Quengelware. This is all one word and it's all been scrunched up.
And it's a word I wasn't aware of either. I know what it means, but I didn't know what it was.
Well,
I haven't seen it before.
I can honestly say I've not seen it before either. Can you just say it again, please?
Die Quengelware.
Quengelware. So the G's silent.
Quengel. Pretty silent, yeah. Quengelware, okay. Yeah.
The literal translation of phrase three is, do we have any takers? Corinda? Something? Nope. Mm-hmm. Corinda's saying, I think Corinda's saying learning something. Something I learn. Okay, brilliant. So, Quengelware, literal translation, is the whining goods.
Now, Quengeln is whining, which is what little children do. Quengeln. Yeah. They whinge, they whine, they beg. And the whining goods, and actually, before I explain what it is, you might want to go for the English word, because I had never heard that one either.
Let's go for the English translation.
Not even one word.
The pester pout, you best explain.
Yeah, do you know what that is? That
no.
is the all the goods that are at the cash till in the supermarket, or were. Yeah. I think they're not doing it so much anymore, but they used to have right at the till where the mums and dads with their kids used to wait, and they had all the stuff that kids want. So that while they're waiting, the kids go, "Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that? Can I have this? Can I have that?" And they're whining. And it was the pester power, because the parents said, "Here you are, take it."
Right. Those were the days when they used to have all the toffees and chocolates at the table. And now you tend to find chewing gum, which kids don't really want.
No.
Okay, let's go to John. And John is saying, I want sweets at the checkout. They've gone, John. We're not allowed them anymore. And if they are at the till, they've shrunk. Okay, yeah. They're not as big as they used to be.
But you can see why that's the Quengelware.
Yeah. And Krinda's saying a correction. He meant the cranky goods. Whining, I suppose. Whining and cranky can go together. Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. We've got. I just want to say this, hang on, I just want to say this again. Nope, that one. So, Quengelware, I was nearly there. The whining goods, and our translation is the pester power item, which I've never heard of.
I mean, that's what it was in the dictionary. I hadn't heard of it either, but Quengeln sounds almost, or to me at least, it sounds like a child whinging for something. I guess Quengelware you might still see on TV, you know, before Christmas, when all the toys come on TV and the kids were saying, "Oh, I want that for Christmas."
That's it, the power of advertising.
Yeah, Quengelware.
Quengelware. Fresfor. Fresfor is
just a verb.
it's just a verb. Querschießen. I'm going to.
That's it. Yeah, querschießen.
Okay. Is schießen to shoot?
Yeah.
Querschießen. Anybody help? Help! It's only a verb, but it's something shoot. Duck shooting.
No.
No, grouse.
No, not at all. Queer is across.
Let's go for the literal translation then, because it foxed me to shoot across.
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
Not yet, to shoot across. Yeah. Okay, let's go for the translation.
We have a strange one in English for that one.
To throw a spanner in the works. Which is literally stop people from solving a problem by throwing in another problem.
Well, we're shooting across instead.
Okay.
In German.
Right. And I think we're caught up with the comments. So, phrase five.
I just love the words, I told you.
Oh, this is good. This is challenging. Because it's not quiet, is it? It's
no.
It's the queue that's quickly. She fell sign. Quiet. No, I give in. Quiet. Quiet.
Nothing. It's nothing to do with quiet. Quietsch fidel sein.
Quietsch fidel. So quietsch is actually the word, and then fidel.
Yeah.
Quietsch fidel. We've got a couple of comments going in, probably about my pronouncing the words so well.
No,
spanner in the works, John said.
Spanner in the works, yeah.
And Corinda is saying to be jolly. Phrase five.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, okay. He's right.
Okay, I'm not going to say that again. Angeli can say it next. Okay, so the literal translation is to be squeaky jolly. Not
Screech. Jolly. Screech is the noise, is the squeaking noise. And fidèle is an old word. I mean, jolly is an old word as well, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to be squeaky jolly, or
yeah.
What do we say?
I don't know. This is what we say.
No, you've missed it.
I missed it. Let's go back one. Rewind. Okay. To be in a happy mood, happy as a sandboy.
Creech fidèle, I can see, because yes, oh, this is so exciting. Yeah, where the sandboy comes from, I don't know.
He was probably on Blackpool Beach. And he was happy because he was building sandcastles. I don't know. Perhaps
maybe,
afterwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, phrase six. And Q is my favorite letter to pronounce. This is another one. I'm going to get this one wrong as well. Ein quiet Schien, quits Schienchen. Go on. Stop it.
Quietsche Entchen.
Quietsche Entchen. You'd have got that right, John. I'm sure you would. I know Chris would have done a better job than I.
So we had Quietsche earlier on.
Quiet.
Yeah, Quietsche.
Quietsche.
We had earlier on for Quietsche fidèle. So now you just add the E, Quietsche.
Quietsche.
And then you've got the second word, Entchen.
Quietsche Entchen.
Quietsche Entchen.
Quietsche Entchen. Shall we find out what that means literally? I think we should. Okay, a little squeaking duck. I knew there's a duck in here somewhere because when I was actually copying and pasting the sentences, I saw the word duck. I didn't memorize it though, which is probably right. And I wouldn't have been able to pronounce the words any better if I'd actually read them out and practiced, because I'd have practiced them wrong. Okay, that's the literal translation, a little squeaking duck. And our equivalent in England is a rubber duck.
Now, okay. You know those little rubber ducks, yeah? With that, we haven't got any. Otherwise, I would have had one in my hand now. Uh-huh. Yeah, that you can have in your bathtub with you. When you press them, they squeak.
Okay.
And that's like why in German they're called Quietscheentchen.
Okay. And like the ones you find at the fair, I suppose. Possibly not.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Hook a duck. As we say up north, John probably says hook a duck as well.
Yeah, I don't know if they squeak, no idea.
Okay, now we come, you know, towards the end of this broadcast. Yeah,
I've prepared you for it now because you've had so many cool words.
We have a tongue twister in German. And I'm going to put the tongue twister on screen and then you can read it with me. Then Angelica will correct us. Are we ready for this? Okay, let's go. Okay. Quatschende Quellen Quellen Quelliga Quellenda Quell Quellen.
That's a pretty good attempt, isn't it?
Thank you. I do try.
Quatschende Quallen quälen quirlige quallende Quellquallen.
Right. Is
I
that
can do it nice and slowly. I don't think I can do it fast.
You have to do it fast when we do the reprise. Is that the quatschende? Is that the quatch in quatch? When something goes wrong?
No, quatschen is to chatter.
Okay.
And quallen are jellyfish.
Right, we've got Corinda's translation, which is chattering jellyfish torment, lively jellyfish torment.
Something like that. It's actually really, really difficult to translate, but yeah, that's a pretty good translation.
Okay, and let's go for translation, which I shall read. I'll try my best at this. Chattering jellyfish tormenting, lively tormenting jellyfish.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
And because it hasn't got any Q's in there or any similar letters, it's not even fun.
Right. So, but it's got plenty of J's in there.
It does.
And it's got jellyfish. Yeah. Don't like jellyfish. Right. Okay. This is where we do the rewind, and Angelica will read the sentences in perfect German. I'll read the English side, my best Wiltshire accent. And we go back to phrase one. Angelica, it's over to you.
Er hat Quecksilber im Hintern.
Literal translation is he has mercury in his backside, and the English equivalent is he has ants in his pants. Okay, back over to you, Angelica.
Wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual.
Which translates to literally, who has no choice has the ordeal, which the English equivalent to is spoilt for choice. Okay. Phrase three.
Die Quengelware.
I'm going to say it because you said it so nice. Die Quenge. Quengelware. Quengel. Okay. We're going to remember all these cues. I'm sure we are. The whining goods. I nearly said gods then, that wouldn't have worked, would it? And the pest of power item, which neither Angelica and I had heard of, but John wants it to be chocolate.
First yeah, I'll agree with that. That's cool. Chocolate is good. Querschießen.
Querschießen. Literal translation is to shoot across, and our English equivalent is to throw a spanner. And as John said, to throw a spanner in the works. Phrase five.
Quietschfidel sein.
Quietschfidel sein. Literal translation is to be squeaky jolly. And our English equivalent is to be in a happy mood or happy as a sandboy. After this show, we'll find out why sandboys are happy, and in our next broadcast, we'll tell you. Okay, phrase six.
Ein Quietsche-Entchen.
Eine Quietsche-Entchen.
Don't you feel it almost makes a sound of the little rubber duck? Ein Quietsche-Entchen. It's a little squeaking duck.
And our English equivalent is a rubber duck. Okay, now, a little bit faster. This is the tongue twister, a little bit faster this time, Angelica. Okay, off you. All yours.
Quatschende Quallen quälen quälige quallende Quälquallen.
Brilliant. See, practice. Excellent. And the English equivalent of that tongue twister, which is only a tongue twister in German, is chattering jellyfish, tormenting, lively tormenting jellyfish, which is a nonsense sentence.
It is a nonsense sentence in German as well. But then that's what tongue twisters are. They are nonsense.
Indeed they are.
Yeah, why do you go around going red lorry, yellow lorry?
Because you can, really.
Or you can.
To trip yourself up. To see whether you... No, right, okay. Right, so this has been Ask Angelica, Season 4, Episode 17, with the letter Q. Right, okay, so Angelica, this is important now, because you need to tell people when we're going to meet again.
Yeah, hang on. You might just want to have a look at John Upton, because he's just given us an explanation about the sandboy.
Right. Can you actually read it?
The word sand... Oh, you've got it there.
I haven't got all of it.
Okay. So the word sandboy brings to mind images of a child playing on the beach, making sandcastles and the like. In fact, sandboy was the name of those who delivered sand to public houses, theatres and homes in the 18th and 19th century. Children were used in that trade, but most sandboys were adults. The use of boy has frequently been used for low-status male workers, as in tea boy, barrow boy, house boy, etc.
Right. Thank you, John.
So at least we've learned that as well. See, this is like a buy one, get one free, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And Corinda.
Oh, the red lorry, yellow lorry, yes.
Indeed.
I think that's the only English one I know. Right, now we can go back to next time. The next next show would be on Good Friday, which I don't really want to do one, so we're having an Easter break. And we'll be back, I've looked on my diary, we're back at the end of April on the 29th with the letter R.
Right, okay, so that's, we're back on the 29th with the letter R. Vielen Dank, everybody. Thanks for watching. Angelica, we'd like to close the broadcast.
Yes, well, definitely. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining in to Corinda, John and Chris. And thanks for anybody else who's just watching and hopefully enjoying it. And we'll see you again when we do the letter R. Until then, it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Auf Wiedersehen. I'll be able to see you next time. Bye.